of Songs from the Squid Pod, and I'm your host, Savoir Fair.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
WMFO Medford. This is the Songs from the Squid Pod. I'll try to slow it down a bit. I'm your host, Savoir Fair. Meet here every Sunday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. For the next 2 hours, we're bringing you the 80s. Yes, you are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I am your host, Savoir Faire. We meet here every Sunday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. And I hope you are enjoying this very warm weekend here in the Boston area. But if not, it's a perfect excuse to sit back in the AC and listen to Songs from the Squid Pod. Started off that set with Thomas Dolby. Actually, we had a little slight break in there, so let's just go back to the beginning of the hour here. We started off with Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and we heard Promise off of their 1987 release, Organization. And then Thomas Dolby gave us One of Our Submarines from his 1983 release, Blinded by Science. Tom Waits gave us Going Out West. That's off of his 1992 release, Bone Machine. That, of course, appears on the Fight Club movie, but it's not on the soundtrack. So a little bonus there for you. Nirvana from their 1989 debut, Bleach. We heard Mr. Mustache. And we wrapped it up there with Transvision Vamp, I Want Your Love, from their 1988 release, Pop Art. All right. Plenty to get to here. Let's get back into it with some sounds.
Everybody's gone.
Giorgio Moroder there. What a night from his 1982 release, E equals MC squared. Prior to that, we heard The Chameleons with Perfume Garden from their 1985 release, What Does Anything Mean, basically. And we kicked it off with Zounds, originally from 1982. That was Demystification. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire. And we've got Devo coming up here. We'll be right back.
You got The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Yeah, okay. We are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Fair. It's 8:47 p.m. Still have plenty of time to go here. And let's talk about what we've been listening to. Started off with Devo and jerking back and forth from their 1981 release, New Traditionalists. Depeche Mode gave us Happiest Girl, the Jack mix. That's off of their World in My Eyes maxi single from 1990. And Dead or Alive wrapped it up with Lover Come Back to Me, off of their 1985 release, Youthquake. We meet here every Sunday from 8 to 10 p.m. You can follow me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic, or drop me an email at SquidPodMusic@gmail.com. Or, of course, you can always call the station at 855-915-WMFO. That's right. Got a new phone number here, folks. Let's get back into it here with Magazine.
Because you're frightened and I'm falling in love with you. Because
91.5 WMFO Medford.